الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى وقال تعالى ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الرجل ليحرم الرزق بالذنب يصيبه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Most respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders. An extremely common phrase that one hears from time to time. We often use it ourselves. And the phrase is, maybe the words might differ, but the sum total is, I have a problem. Often we are talking about some issue, some problem, some difficulty that we have somewhere. Or we're hearing about somebody's problem. It might be some health problem, it might be a financial issue, it might be some domestic problem, it might be some social matter, and a host of other issues. So problems are common. We are all the time talking about our own problems and other people's problems we're listening to. Dunya, to start off with, is not a place that is in any way can be imagined to be Jannat, that a person will not have any kind of inconvenience of any sort. Dunya is dunya. It's a place of trial. It's a place of test. So this place of dunya, there will be some trials, some tests, some difficulties. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this clearly in the Quran Sharif. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ Allah says, we'll test you in various ways. It's part of dunya. But at the same time, these problems that we experience on a personal level, even on a community level, on the level of the entire ummah for that matter, so sometimes these personal problems in particular, they could be any one of multitude of reasons. Like a person, for example, says he has a heart problem, heart disease. So the heart disease could be due to one of many issues. It could be a very poor diet over time that became the reason. It could be very much related to stress. Say somebody was very heavily hypertensive, very high blood pressure, whole lot of issues. But certain things sometimes are very sure to create that problem. Some things might get away, some things might happen, not happen. So likewise, the problems that insan faces in general and in his personal life, there could be many reasons for it. It could simply be a test. And if he passes the test with sabr and with taqwa, then he is gone very much closer to Allah Ta'ala. But there's also another reason why these problems occur, and that is due to sin. Now these problems that occur, so many a times it is in regard to a person's health, in regards to his sustenance. Very commonly the issues unfortunately come up with regards to the peace of the home. The whole peace of the home is disrupted. Sometimes it is even worse. And the worst problem is that the person now is suddenly drifting away from his deen. So one is a financial problem, a health problem, a problem in terms of his, or some domestic problem. All these are problems also. But even worse than that, and far worse than that, is that he's afflicted with a problem in his deen, in the sense that his inclination towards righteousness is gone. He's getting caught up in sin and haram. So now that becomes an even greater problem. So as we mentioned, that the problems can be due to many issues, but in a person's personal life especially, often the problems stem from sin, from disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. In one ayat of the Quran Sharif, this is very clearly spelled out, that on a general level, زَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ, that it is the actions of insan that bring about the corruption on the lands and on the seas. On a general level, on a community level, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, لَمْ تَزْهَرِ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي قَوْمٍ قَتُّ حَتَّى يُعْلِنُوا بِهَا, that when a community, when a nation get involved in blatant immorality, blatantly doing immoral things, shamelessness, advertising the wrongs that they are up to, and still being very proud over it, dressing in immoral ways, going to immoral places, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that إِلَّا فَشَى فِيهِمُ الطَّاعُونَ, that plagues, epidemics, pandemics will then beset them. And such illnesses and diseases will come which their forefathers had never heard of. Now this is very clearly the link between the common sin, the common immorality, and the problem that the whole community and the nation and the ummah then suffers. But now coming to a more closer level, our own selves, our lives, the things that we are very concerned about, our heart, meaning our emotional well-being in this context. Person wants to be peaceful, he wants to be happy. Our home, we want the home to be fine, happy, content. There's muhabba and love between the people. And then, the heart, the home, the health. He wants to have good health. And then his sustenance, worried about his livelihood. What he's going to earn, how he's going to get it, it must suffice for him. He wants certain things beyond the basics, how he's going to try and get that. So his sustenance. Now there's so many different avenues. These are the things generally every person is more concerned about. Most of the time these are the things that become issues. Now from one particular narration of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, we see how all this is impacted upon positively with the good that a person does, and how it is negatively impacted when a person involves himself in sin. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says that إِنَّ لِلْحَسَنَةِ ضِيَاءً فِي الْوَجْهِ وَنُورًا فِي الْقَلْبِ وَسَعَةً فِي الرِّزْقِ وَقُوَّةً فِي الْبَدَنِ وَمَحَبَّةً فِي قُلُوبِ النَّاسِ فِي قُلُوبِ الْخَلْقِ. He says that when a person, he keeps to righteousness, and keeps himself engaged in those things which Allah Ta'ala is pleased with, what's the outcome of this? So we generally understand very well that when a person is righteous, he's pious, he obeys Allah Ta'ala, he'll get Jannat, he'll be saved from the torments of Akhirat. Right in the Qabr already, before the Akhirat, before Qiyamah, the Qabr will become a very peaceful place for him, it'll become a garden for him. All these things are reality. This is not some fairy tale. But the benefit of the righteousness is not only will it be seen when the person's eyes close, when he's gone from dunya, now the rewards of it will start. That is a reality. But the benefits start now, here. The benefits start here and now. Though it might not be so directly linked and understood in our minds, but that link has been spelt out to us. Abdullah bin Abbas who says, righteousness. Then this creates a radiance on his face. It's got nothing to do with his complexion. He might be a person of any complexion. There's a radiance on his face which comes as a result of righteousness. And there's a noor in his heart. Now that noor in the heart, light. Wherever there's light, there's peace, there's ease. In darkness, a person is not at ease, he's uncomfortable. Now when his heart is engulfed in noor, that heart will be in peace. The noor of zikr, the noor of tilawat, the noor of the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, the noor of serving the deen of Allah Ta'ala, the noor of whatever Allah is pleased with. Now his heart is filled with noor. وَسَعَةً فِي الرِّزْقِ, and there is an expansion in his sustenance. abundance in his sustenance. وَقُوَّةً فِي الْبَدَنِ. It becomes a means of physical strength, good health. And then, وَمَحَبَّةً فِي الْخَلْقِ. And it becomes a means of love and muhabba between people for him. Now, subhanAllah, just this one line, and it summarizes all the things that we have spoken about already. Things that are very much close to a person's heart all the time, he's concerned about it. He wants to have that peace, that happiness, that health. He wants to have his financial security, and he wants to have so many things. And in this one line, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, the sage of the Ummah, Habrul Ummah, he summarizes it all. And he says, all this is fil hasana, in righteousness, in piety, in obedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But then this dunya is a place where both things are there. The day is there, there's night also. There's opposites. So if this is all the effect of righteousness, then there's also the opposite as well. So therefore he then further goes on. That وَإِنَّ لِسَّيِّئَةِ سَوَادًا فِي الْوَجْهِ وَظُلْمَةً فِي الْقَبْرِ وَالْقَلْبِ. When a person gets involved in evil and vice, gets involved in sin, then this robs that radiance of the face. It can be any complexion the person can be, but that radiance of the face is gone. Something doesn't look right. The effect of that sin becomes apparent on the face of a person. And then it becomes a means of darkness, not only in his grave, but his heart gets engulfed in darkness. Now when that heart is engulfed in darkness, then that heart is uneasy. That heart is now restless. It's looking for peace somewhere. But unfortunately now it starts looking for peace in all the wrong places, which just further engulfs the heart in darkness. So, ظُلْمَةً فِي الْقَبْرِ وَالْقَلْبِ. And then it becomes a means of وَنَقْصًا فِي الرِّزْقِ. It becomes a means of his rizq getting disrupted, causes a problem for him in his livelihood, and it causes weakness in his health physically. And وَبُغْضَةً فِي الْخَلْقِ. And it causes dislike and despise for him in the hearts of people. Now there's so many problems that keep coming up, and now he's having an issue with everybody around him. Now sometimes this issue might simply be a matter of because of his poor character. Person doesn't have the akhlaq that should be in him. That itself is already a problem, and a very big problem, and a very big sin. And sometimes it's beyond that as well, that it is the haram that a person is involved in, the sins of the eyes, the sins of the ears, the sins of the tongue, the sins of the heart, that now create a very negative feeling among people around him. وَبُغْدَةً فِي الْخَلْقِ. And this one line, Abdullah ibn Abbas summarizes all this. To just expand on these aspects, to take one of the aspects was the aspect of sustenance. So in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Now this is also encompassing everything. One is the general issue and the specific issue. The general issue is problem. Every person is saying, I've got a problem. Everybody's problems of a different kind, but everybody's got a problem. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. The one who adopts taqwa, fears Allah Ta'ala, refrains from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah will grant him a solution to all his problems. And then the specific issue he's got about his rizq, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah will grant him rizq from sources he cannot imagine. Now this is the positive side. Now this rizq, the means of bringing down this rizq is righteousness, taqwa. But then the other side, when the person does not adopt taqwa, so in the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that a person becomes deprived of rizq. وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيُحْرَمُ الرِّزْقِ بِالذَّنْبِ يُصِيبُ. As a result of his sin. One very great personality, Muhammad bin Sirin, rahimahullah, very, very senior tabi'i, among the Sayyidu Tabi'een. He says once he got involved in a debt. So now he got indebted for a while. And obviously it created some anxiety, some restlessness. Then afterwards he said, look, I am 100% sure this debt is a result of a sin that I had committed. What sin these people would have committed? It might have been some slip up, something inappropriate that just happened at that moment. But that was the extent to their reflection. Thought deeply, found something that might not have been the ideal thing to have done. Some mistake somewhere. Says, I am convinced this difficulty that I came into now, I got indebted, is due to that sin I did. So, this risk, the ease of the risk comes with taqwa. And the risk becomes difficult because of the sins that a person commits. Then we spoke about the aspect of that peace that he wants. He wants that peace around him, that mahabba, that good feeling, that love, that home being a home, not just being four walls and filled with all kinds of misery. He wants to be in a home. The home is where there's muhabbat. It might be a shack, but it's a place where there's love, there's muhabbat. There's good feeling between the hearts. That's a home. And it can be a mansion, but if there's no muhabbat in it, there's no peace and serenity in it, then it might be a house, but it's nowhere close to a home. So now this home that a person wants to have, now in the Hadith Sharif, in the Quran Sharif, this has also been given to us. What creates this muhabbat? So now this muhabbat that comes, we already discussed the statement of Abdullah bin Abbas, that when there's good feeling among people, when there's righteousness, then this muhabbat comes in the hearts of people. And when there's sin, then that sin creates dislike. Further, this is explained in one Hadith Sharif where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Inna Allah, when Allah Ta'ala loves a person, and Allah Ta'ala says to Jibreel sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Inni uhibbu fulanan fa ahibbahu, that I love so and so, you love him also. So Jibreel sallallahu alaihi wasallam starts loving him. Then it is called out in the heavens that Allah Ta'ala loves so and so, all you angels, you also love him. So all the angels start loving him. And then further Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, ثُمَّ يُوْدَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Then love settles for him in the hearts of pious people and good people and people around him. Now that home, everybody is liking him. Why they like him? Because Allah Ta'ala likes him. And on the other side, when Allah Ta'ala dislikes somebody, then Allah Ta'ala dislikes somebody for what? On what basis? He's doing things that displease Allah Ta'ala. He's spending his night watching haram. He's spending his day in vulgarity. He's involving himself in interest. He's going to the zina dens. His akhlaq and character is now harming people all the time. So now Allah Ta'ala is displeased with him. When Allah Ta'ala becomes displeased with somebody, Allah Ta'ala says to Jibreel Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I dislike so and so, you dislike him also. Jibreel Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then dislikes him. Then it is called out in the heavens, Allah Ta'ala dislikes so and so, you all dislike him also. All the angels begin to hate him. ثُمَّ يُوْدَعُ لَهُ الْبَغْضَاءُ فِي الْقُلُوبِ or فِي الْخَلْقِ. Thereafter, the negative feelings, the hatred for the person, the dislike, the despise for him, settles in the hearts of people. But he started off where? In the heavens. And why came? Why came down? Now everybody's at loggerheads with him. Because Allah Ta'ala was displeased with him because of his sins. It is stated in one riwayat that in the times, in the first early centuries, when people would meet one another, the pious would meet one another, as on a parting note, this was a common parting note, one line of nasihat to one another. So somebody would now take the initiative and give that nasihat on a parting note. And the nasihat would be, Man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna Allah, aslaha Allahu baynahu wa ma baynahu wa bayna nas. The one who will rectify his relationship between himself and Allah Ta'ala will rectify the relationship between him and people around him. He rectifies his relationship with Allah Ta'ala, Allah will rectify the relationship between him and people around him. So now this becomes the means of that goodness, and unfortunately he gets involved in haram. Now he's complaining about his wife, he's complaining about his children. As we said earlier, there can be many reasons for whatever happens. that heart disease can be due to his poor diet, it can be due to his high blood pressure, or it could be due to his stress levels or whatever. So likewise, there could be many reasons why something happens, why there is a problem in that home, why that home is on fire. But very often, that problem is the person's sin. That's the matter to be reflecting on. It's very easy to just pass it on to one of the other reasons, but do we sit down to reflect, am I the reason for my own problems? Are my actions drawing down the difficulties upon me? So now this was the nasihat that they would pass on, that the one who rectifies his relationship with Allah Ta'ala, Allah will make his relationship with people around him very good. Then we spoke about the issue of the worst effect that sins bring. Now sins create this darkness in the heart, as we understood from that statement of Abdullah bin Abbas right at the beginning, that heart becomes engulfed in darkness, and this darkness creates uneasiness. Now the person, that ease would have come, will come only when Allah has kept it. Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, that in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala do the hearts get peace, the remembrance being primarily the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. And then the more he remembers Allah Ta'ala in all the various forms of remembrance. But now instead of that, now this cause of sin. Sins of the eyes, sins of the tongue, sins of the heart. So now the person, to appease himself, to try and find some contentment somewhere, find some peace somewhere, what he does? He goes into further sin. That creates further darkness. Now what this results in eventually, the bigger disaster of sin is that the person starts getting deprived of the tawfiq of righteousness. Wallahu arkasahum bima kasabu. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif one place that those who now were deviated, they got deviated because of what they did. One thing led to another, one sin led to another sin, and that sin led to compounded sin. Person stopped doing one right act, that opened the door for one sin to come in. One farz he left out, some sin came in. That became the stepping stone to further sin. And as a result, what happens? The heart starts getting darkened with sin. إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا أَخْطَأَ خَطِيئَةً نُكِتَتْ فِي قَلْبِهِ نُكْتَةٌ سَوْدَى. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, when a person commits a sin, then a dark spot appears on his heart. He then makes sincere tawbah, istighfar, he repents, it gets cleaned out. Otherwise, second sin, another dark spot. Third sin, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, until the sins then, they become layered over the heart. And when they become layered over the heart, now no advice also now penetrates. No nasihat goes in. كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Those sins that they committed repeatedly, over and over again, sin upon sin, this created that heart becoming totally rusty and overwhelmed with all this darkness. Now that good nasihat and advice has no effect on the heart. The person is invited to a party, he is very ready. He says, please don't forget me. And he's told, let's come to the masjid. He says, you do your own thing. My matter is between me and Allah Ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala told you, come to the masjid, your matters will come right. So that heart is now totally disinclined to righteousness. He'll be able to read one whole novel in one night. In one night, one whole novel of 500 pages. But he won't be able to read 5 lines of Quran Sharif. The heart will become completely disinclined towards righteousness. That is a far greater disaster than any financial calamity, any physical calamity, any other calamity of any sort. A person being engulfed in any kind of worldly problem and difficulty, far greater than that by it cannot be compared. To what extent? The greater disaster is that his deen gets affected, the tawfiq of righteousness gets taken out of him, and now the person just goes on in this manner. So therefore, this is the biggest problem that we have, the problem of sin. And in order to now come out of the effects of the sin, is only one way: to come back to the obedience of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. To make sincere tawbah, to make istighfar. From time to time we get reminders. In various ways we get reminders. For that moment we get shaken for a while, and then after that suddenly everything starts fizzling away, and then all the good that was happening, that goes away. Again the sins start coming in. Now you see, now life carries on, doesn't matter. And a person sometimes thinks, well, everything is going fine. Fuzail bin Ayyaz rahimahullah, he says, Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi, he says, I got deprived from tahajjud for 5 months because of a sin I committed. Fuzail bin Ayyaz says, something happened. I'm sure this is due to a sin that happened 40 years ago. 40 years ago, the effect came now. A person makes sincere, sometimes it was just something never crossed the mind. A person never made tawbah from it. A person makes sincere tawbah, he'll get saved from the effects of it. Allah's forgiveness will come. Just to finish off very quickly on one food for thought. One person came to Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi and he said, I'm caught up in all this sin. How do I come out of this? I want to come out of it, but what's the way out? So he said to him, okay, you hold on to these 5 things, inshallah you'll come out of it. Okay, what are the 5 things? He says, number one, if you want to sin, then stop eating the rizq of Allah Ta'ala. Because that's where the strength will come from. You don't eat for 2 days, you can't lift a finger. So now stop eating Allah Ta'ala's rizq. He says, but everything is Allah Ta'ala's rizq. If I don't eat the rizq Allah has given, what am I going to eat? I won't survive. So does it make sense then, a person eats Allah? He says, no, it doesn't make sense, doesn't behove him. Okay, then if you don't want to stop eating Allah Ta'ala's rizq, then don't sin on Allah Ta'ala's land. But the whole world and the whole universe belongs to Allah alone. Where am I going to go sin beyond Allah Ta'ala's land? There's no other land. Everything is Allah Ta'ala's land. So he says, well, if that's not the case, then at least do this much. Go and sin somewhere where Allah can't see you. He says, can there ever be a place where Allah can't see me? He says, well, then if that too you don't want to, can't work around that, then the least is when the angel of death comes, then you tell him, see, please, just give me some respite. I wasted my life watching all the filth, listening to all the evil, using all the vulgarities, displaying all my poor character my whole life. Give me a chance now. Let me go sort things out. I'll make my salah. I'll do all the good things. So just tell the angel of death, please give me some chance. He says, angel of death gives nobody no chance. On that appointed moment, it takes a person. Whether he wants to go or not, he's gone. He says, well, then on the day of Qiyamah, when the angels come to take you towards Azab, towards Jahannam, you tell them, I'm not coming. So who can tell the angel of death, I'm not coming? What choice he's going to have? He says, well, if you can't then do these things, then please Allah Ta'ala, and stay away from sin. Otherwise, then you are drawing down your own disaster. Therefore, this is our main problem in life, sin. And the solution is to come out of sin, bring ourselves in the environments of deen, in the pious company, go out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, make an effort on our iman, bring amal alive in our homes, bring that akhlaq of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam alive. This will bring that happiness, that peace, that serenity. This will bring down the barakat and blessings. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give me and all of us a tawfiq.